And for 50 years, our network has done a good job. And
when was the last?
And I think that, well, just a second. I think that a fundamental premise here is that through various segments of this document, the fundamental premise is that somehow our network is completely broken. And I don't have to buy it.
No,
I do
don't.
Not. I agree with the premise. And so I think this one here, we should leave it to each station to however they want to evaluate their demographic listeners. It's up to them to get in touch with it. That's all.
Okay, sir, can I suggest that maybe is there a way to take the first sentence and just expand it little bit and not have the specifics in there? So perhaps saying something like including exploring alternative methodologies or something like that. I mean, I personally believe we absolutely have to start doing these kinds of measuring and analysis. And I do not there are a hell of a lot of networks that are broken in fact.
You know, I don't buy that premise.
Okay. That's not really the issue here. The issue is how do we improve our capacity to reach more people, because we have an aging listenership, and Pacific is not going to survive unless we start developing ways of really understanding our own listeners and the potential audiences. And this is one way of looking at that.
This is not going to address it, but anyway, that's all right.
Okay,
where do we go from here?
We have changes in the first sentence, the second sentence, and the third sentence. Sherna, do you want to read them again, and then we can discuss whether or not we're going to have a voice vote or acclamation.
Pacifica should develop the capacity to use quantitative and qualitative research methods to measure, analyze, and interpret relationships with listeners and members. All stations should establish and maintain listener databases, and station managers are encouraged to listen in designing and implementing research methodologies customized to Pacifica's needs. Analyses of this data should include the demographics of the signal area to be used to guide efforts on how to carry out Pacifica's mission, how to reach underserved communities, and how to expand and deepen listenership. Additionally, station management should research the parameters and potential of our audience and identify and track its behavior as it interacts with local station programming, fundraising, volunteer, and development activities.
Okay, now, if someone wants to object to that, we'll have a vote.
Well, Rob, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to object to that, so.
Fine.
I am,
too. In terms of process, Sarv and you and Alan at this point are the only. Teresa, are you still on?
I'm on.
Okay, so the four of you are the only PNB members on right now, right?
Well,
so
what
does that have to do with anything?
Well, what it has to do with is this now has to pass the PNB.
Well, then let the PNB decide that. I don't think we need to decide that here.
Wait, can I finish, please?
Yeah, let her finish her thought, Sarv.
If we want this, what we pass, to be accepted by the PNB, we have to have, in my view, at least buy-in from our PNB delegates on the committee. If they don't agree, then I'm not sure we're not going to have strong advocacy for a document that we're producing. So I think that we do have to be mindful strategically if we want to get this thing passed.
All right. Rob?
Yes.
I don't think, maybe you and I think a little differently. I think that we honestly vote the way we like to vote, and not necessarily with the view that somehow we have to necessarily pass it through the PNB, therefore we're doing it. I do not agree with that. I think that there's an honest difference of opinion, and maybe two board members, or one board member is on one side and three on the other side, and that's fine. and the Pacific National Board, in their wisdom, they'll decide what's the right thing to do.
I'd like to weigh in on this.
I'm so obsessed with that.
May I say
Teresa,
something?
Yeah, Teresa, could you speak? I think we're getting a little confused. I think we've raised another issue, and I'm not sure that it's illuminating what we're trying to do. Teresa?
Sorry, if I understand this correctly, well, the point of the matter is this. We're not paid, and we get together for, you know, for telephone conferences where it's very difficult to have a discussion, and we get together face-to-face 4 times a year, and we try to get so much done. I think that the point that she's trying to make is, you know, we should try to understand, get all of our concerns taken care of about this document, and try to talk to other national board members so we don't have to start at step number one with them asking all kinds of questions and, you know, just reinventing the wheel. Hopefully, I mean, we've been working on this document a year. I mean...
No, longer than that.
It would be nice. It would be nice if I could go to at least the members that are not on this committee in my area and face-to-face and show them the document and say, you know, this is why we came to this conclusion on this. Please be prepared. Please understand the document and be prepared to pass it when it comes up on the agenda.
Well, Teresa, the thing is that there are 18 other more of PNB members, and they are going to also have to look at this. This is one of the most important documents. And I think that, you know, here we are in a candid way. We are expressing our differences. And you can take a vote, and two can vote on one side and two can vote on the other side. It still does not accomplish what you want to accomplish. It cannot have all the time a constant unanimity of opinion.
We're
and
not
so
asking
I think,
for unanimity.
No, just a second. Yes. My turn. Just a second. Hold it.
Okay.
So I am not discouraging you from talking to anybody you want to talk, but I think we should also honor the independence and integrity of the people that have independent points of view, and they don't all the time have to agree with something. So just because, you know, we want to pass something.
Please let me,
as a PNB member, I'm just saying, Sarv, and I think what she's saying is, please start the discussion, show the document to other PNB members, and if they have questions, refer them to people on this committee so they can have some discussions about it before the sit-down meeting. No, they're allowed. I'm not. You know, it'd be great if they had differences of opinion, but they could air those differences before the sit-down meeting and hear how we came to these conclusions.
Well, I don't see why we can't send this document to the whole PNB.
But
can they read it prior to the meeting.
We're trying to complete the document, and right now this is not helping us do that. I mean, I think we're going to have to vote here. Is there something else that I'm not getting about what your point is, Sherna?
It is because there are only, like, 4 people on the call right now.
Is Ellen still on the call?
Pardon?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Okay, I mean, you know, we made the changes that Ellen suggested. You know, I appreciate the fact that Sarv and Bonnie, you know, don't think that we should be encouraging the general managers to research, but I think that's a difference of opinion that we have. So
that's not at all what
that's not at all what we meant.
Well,
that's not what I meant.
I'm confused about what you do mean. But
what
but
I mean is that.
Sir, may I please first?
No, just my turn here.
Do not
talk
understand
to
what I said,
Mr. Chairman. Who are you acknowledging here, me or Sherna?
Pardon me.
Who is being on the floor here, me or Sherna?
I'll acknowledge you, but I think we need to vote on this because
okay,
I think we're
fine.
Clear
you
what
tell
the language.
And we can stop the discussion and let's vote.
Okay. Do we need to read the section again?
Okay. Yes, we'll adopt the section with the amended changes, and no, we'll vote it down. Sarv Rendala?
Nope.
Bonnie Simmons?
Nope.
Attila Nage?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Gluck?
Yes.
Kimberly's not there. Lisa, are you still with us? Or did you come back? Serene? No. Steve Brown is gone. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Adnan Lakhani? And, okay. We have two no's and three yeses.
Out passes. Of how many members? 18 members? 15?
Pardon me?
15 members on the...
Out of 15.
Thank you.
Now, can I try and clarify, because neither...
No, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead. Continue on. I don't want to stay here all night.
What time are we going till?
Pardon me?
We've been on for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
I have to leave here in about another 15 minutes, so let's get as much as we can get done.
Well, do you think we can get through Section 10.0, compliance with federal laws and regulations?
Well, that should be a given.
Well, Rob, I mean...
Honesty to the situation and what's going on...
Hello?
Who's that? That
Rob,
was me.
I'd really like to make a point of personal privilege.
Okay, but certainly, Sharna, could you go ahead and make it, please?
Yeah, because neither Sarv nor Teresa...
Mr. Chairman?
Could you let Sharna complete what she's saying, Sarv?
No, but if she's going to address me as a person, that's not right. Just address your content. That's all. Not a person.
You were the one that misunderstood it. So did Teresa.
Sharna, make your point of personal privilege.
Go ahead. You can refer to me. I'm sorry if I missed your point. Go ahead. Please explain.
Refer to Teresa.
I raised my point. I was trying to determine what it was that the PNB delegates who will be voting on this, because many of them are not on the call any longer, or several are not, that how we might change language so that they feel comfortable with it. We have two PNB delegates, one who voted against it and one who abstained. And I was trying to determine if there was some way of changing it that where we can reach a little bit better unanimity. We passed other things by acclamation, and I'm just trying to see if we could get closer to consensus, then it will be easier to deal with the statement at the PNB. That was my point.
Okay.
Thank you. I would like
Mr.
to
Chairman?
Say...
Okay, Teresa.
She was addressing me, and I'm sorry if I did not respond in a way that was you thought was answering the question. I am supportive of your efforts. I know that you have put a lot of thought into this, and I think this document thus far is pretty productive. So I'm hoping that I don't see any problems with it, and I welcome the opportunity to discuss it with those people that have problems with it. Hopefully to persuade them that, it's a good start.
Thanks
very much, Teresa, because we have been working on this for 2 years now, not one. And, we've had a lot of discussions about this, and people have had lots of opportunities to do fine-tuning. And God knows we knew we need fine-tuning. We've seen where we change things, and we do things to the language that we hadn't intended, and we need to change it. So... I appreciate what you're saying. That's very much reflective of the process we've been involved in. But I'd like us to go to 10.0, and let's try to conclude.
Let me just say, I have to go off the call in 5 minutes. I have another call.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be leaving here another 10 minutes. So,
okay.
I appreciate all the work that everybody has done, and in no way to minimize it. And if it's 2 years ago, well, I wasn't there at the meeting. So... on the programming committee, so I think 10 minutes, whatever we can accomplish, I'd appreciate it.
Could we go on for 10 minutes or 5? If we're going to do 5, I'd suggest we simply deal with 10.0 and call it quits.
I think that's about all we can get done, frankly.
Okay.
When is our next meeting scheduled?
The next meeting is scheduled for, the regular meeting this month is scheduled for Monday, the...
The 21st, okay.
The third Monday.
And is it 7 p.m. my time, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Eastern?
Yep.
Okay.
All our meetings begin at 8 o'clock now.
And now we are all using the number that we used to get in on this call. It's a permanent change for that
Number. Thank you, Teresa. The call-in conference number is 87 and has been 877.
Are we being streamed? I don't want to discuss that on the screen.
Oh, okay, right. The conference phone number that we have is the same one. I simply transposed two of the numbers. We do have a new PIN code, which I sent to everyone and resent to them. Okay.
Can you tell me the vote on the last one was 3-2. How many abstentions?
One abstention. There was simply one abstention.
Rob and Chair, on Monday the 21st, as everybody on the PNB knows, I can only join calls at 6:15 on Mondays.
Thanks. Well, yeah, okay. I do recall that. You've told us that constantly, and I now remember it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
How are we doing?
Okay. I would simply do we need to read Section 10.0 about compliance with federal laws? I guess we do.
Read it.
But that's all we're
going to
deal with.
Just read it and call without objection. I think it'll pass.
Right. Station management and staff must receive careful training and useful reference materials that permit them to execute and monitor their responsibilities regarding the laws and regulations of the Federal Communications Commission and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It should arm them with a working knowledge of how to exercise and protect their rights of free speech. Additionally, it should enable them to understand the definitions of key concepts, for example, obscenity and defamation, provide them with guidelines that help them avoid witting and unwitting violations of FCC laws and regulations, and appreciate the distinction and differences between minor infractions and serious on-air violations that might put Pacifica's broadcast licenses at risk or expose Pacifica to fines that could undo the network's finances.
No objection to that.
Okay, now there are two changes I would like to propose there. In the parenthetical section, obscenity should be changed to indecency.
Okay.
I made a mistake there. And there is a word missing in the last sentence before the word Pacifica's broadcast licenses that should read might put Pacifica's broadcast. That was just a grammatical omission. But indecency should replace the word obscenity.
Good, thank you. Approved. Yep. All for it.
Okay, if there's no objection to that, then we have completed our work for this evening, and we simply have to go through sections 11 and 12. And there are some proposed changes to 12 that Cherna has provided you that are in the documents.
Let me ask.
Thank you. Time to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Just a second, Sarv.
If people would like to do it now, or we could wait, there was just a little bit. I'll send it. There was the other change on 12.
Okay. So we're gonna distribute something that updates that a little bit.
Yeah.
But our next meeting is at 8:00 Eastern Time, 7 Central, 5:00 Pacific, on Monday the 21st.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Bye.
Okay,
all right, thank you all.
Bye.
Sarv,
bye.
Give me a call.
Good night.
Sarv, good night.